Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little slap into the base on a Friday morning. Wake up, Kansas City. It's Friday. It's a red Friday. It's must-win week three Friday. God, I'm ready for the weekend, boys. Getting that fall swing back, right? Get all that nice weather. Windows open, kind of.
I think today's a good window open day. I look later in the week. Next week, it's going to be in the 60s for a high on a couple of days.
Yeah.
Low 70s. Now we're starting to get back into the fall thing, right?
No doubt. Someone from the text line says, so are we thinking Mahomes is going to throw for over 225 yards and two plus touchdowns with Worthy back? Well, later on, we'll give you our parlay and answer that question for you as we do our show parlay every single week. We each take a leg, put it together, and give you the odds. You can trail it or you can, you know, fade away. But I think I'm going to trail this one this week for sure. I like our numbers. Mm-hmm. Maybe throw two units on it this week instead of one.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Never know. Okay. Yesterday, Chris Jones was asked about the video, about him complaining about the tush push, and then he went into great detail that that's not what he was talking about, because we saw the viral video of, like, Saquon Barkley, they can't stop it, nobody in the effing world can't even know it's coming, we score every time, whatever the quote was. And then Chris Jones on the sideline, very animated, very unhappy with the performance of the defense. Leader, Travis Kelce, week one, takes out Xavier Worthy and then has a huge, massive drop and shows emotion. Leader. Patrick Mahomes, running nonstop. Knows he's always had it. We don't want to see it till the end of the season or in the playoffs. Also a leader. And this game against the Giants that we coined in the opening is must win. And it's in New York. And I know it's the Giants. It's their home opener. You haven't won there in seven trips. You're 0-7 against the Giants on the road. Sunday Night Football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to be around most of what we just hit, which is Kelce, Jones, Mahomes. This team's 0-2. Can these leaders step up in this game? This is a time for the big dogs to be dogs.
No doubt,
right?
Man.
We don't need it every game. That's the fortunate part about the Chiefs. Sometimes, you know, you don't need Travis Kelce per se in a situation, but normally this game, guys, I think happens around like week 10 or 11 when you're thinking one seed. I think right now we can put the one seed on the back burner. It's not the important topic right now.
No.
You could think that the one seed played last night in Buffalo, who's 3-0. And those games, those must-win games, those leadership games tend to come later on in the season because you've done so well to start off. You're taking a little bit of dosage of the Cincinnati Bengals pill so far this year, hurting yourself early, getting down in a hole. And this is a game in which I think the leaders need to lead because you need this. You need this sort of situation where I don't need to see animated frustration or, you know, guys doing all this sort of stuff. Go out there, line up, do your thing, be who you are, these all-pro Hall of Fame futures, and let that take way. Because then the other guys that are the tier twos, they see that and they go, all right, Travis is locked in. All right, Chris Jones, he ain't doing his normal stuff. He's locked in. Mahomes has that look in his eye. You know, he's moving the way that Mahomes likes to do his thing. And then that will be the trickle effect. And then you can go, like you said, keep a bad team losing.
Yeah, and I think this is a major game for those leaders because the best leaders lead when times are tough. I believe, in my opinion anyway, this is the toughest it's ever been for Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce. They're 0-2. They've never been in this situation before. This is the first time that times have really been tough for this group. You play in the playoffs, you've been behind, you're in the postseason. That's all kind of gravy to me. You're playing for your lives right now. You're playing for your season right now. This is not playing for the postseason and having fun and doing that kind of stuff. This is legitimately playing for your season. You lose this game, you're probably going to lose a big portion of your fan base, right? You lose this game, you may lose some people inside that locker room. You may lose some of your players if you lose this game. And so that's where the leaders need to be the leaders this week and in this game. The only leading really that these guys have ever done has been from ahead. We've really never seen the Chiefs in this must-win type of situation in the regular season. You can say the postseason, that's all must wins and everything like that. I get that. This is different, though. This isn't a must win game to keep basically your entire season alive, right? So that's why I'm interested to see how they're going to lead. We're going to see the true leadership of that core four. And I'm talking Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones. That's your core four. The future of this season after this 0-2 start, truly, in my opinion, resides with those four guys. They're the leaders of this organization. They're the messengers of this organization. And they're the guys that set the tone for this organization. And so that's why I think it's a big week for them as well, because we have not seen it. We saw them at 1-5, but that was Alex Smith. That was different people. It wasn't, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce as we know him today.
The expectations weren't there.
The Royals were winning a World Series. Nobody was really paying attention, right, at that time. And so it was just kind of like just another football season. But now here we sit after they've accomplished all of this great stuff, have been great at playing from a front. Now they're playing from behind. We are going to see the true makeup of these guys going into this game. And it does fall on the heels of your four leaders. They need to set the tone. And then everybody kind of follows them, right? We've always talked about, you know, if Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are over here doing extra reps and you're Bob Tonyan, your ass better be over there doing extra reps too, because those guys are doing extra reps. And so that's why I think that leadership is so important for this week and for this game going in, and the leaders needing to establish and letting everybody know, guys, this is it. We have to go out there and win. There is no more room for error on this football team and for this season right now.
Mac, you agree? Leaders in this situation, I know it's kind of like a heavy burden to put, but I mean, I think that they expect these sort of things, because I don't think they expected week three to be like, oh, Giants, okay, you know, maybe go 1-1 in your first two. You're not invincible, right? Go 1-1, get into New York. Okay, we got this game. Let's just stick to our rhythm. But things have happened, and now you have to have this sort of, you know, staple to this game.
Yeah, it seems like they've always had like the reset button or the okay, let's turn it on button. And now they've kind of lost track of where that is. Maybe there's some stuff on it. They've got to clean out their desk and refine where that's at.
Mm-hmm.
They need to now know they don't have that anymore. Their superpower has eroded for now. They need to now go earn that.
Right.
They can't just say, all right, well, we'll walk in three quarters. All right. 17-20, down three. All right. 10 minutes to go. We'll get the ball twice. Play perfect for these last 10 minutes. Win 24-20. Boom. We're good. No, that's not going to work anymore. Teams right. have watched that for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, especially these last two seasons. They're ready for it. They're prepared. They know what's coming, and nothing's exciting anymore with this team. Nothing's new. That needs to come up, too. And some of that, some newness, would be winning a game by two possessions, never having any fear.
Yeah.
That's the spark that this team needs. It's not what it was last year, where there's the motivation for a three-peat. They're coming off a back-to-back Super Bowl. They have that spark, that electricity, that knowledge, that swagger. That they can do it. That's gone away for now.
It has. And
that's okay. And that's okay. Get it back.
Yeah, you can absolutely get that back. And I think you will once you get your playmakers yes. back, you know, out on the field,
but
you have that swagger. But you've got to start it now, because if you wait for your playmakers to get back, well, then the season will absolutely be 100% lost. And so I think right now where this team is, I want one of these games on Sunday night where I can go to bed at halftime. Like yeah. it's 30-0 awesome. At halftime. Like, we haven't had that in a very long time, you know, with this team. But this will really tell you what these guys are made of, man, because you're absolutely right. The superpower is gone for right now. It's no longer, okay, we'll just play around for, you know, 50 minutes and then see what happens in the last 10. and go out and win this game. They're not capable of doing that right now. But what they are capable of doing is setting the tone for this game and slapping the Giants in the face right away and delivering punishment right away and say, this is our game. We're going to go ahead and take this away from you. That's kind of what I want to see them do. I want to see them assert themselves in this situation because, you know, as I've said, I don't know that there's ever been a must really win regular season game. We say must win for the one seed, right? Like that's Mission Hill's problems right there, right? This is now a must win to keep your season alive.
Yeah, they were 9-6 a couple years ago. In those last two games, they had the Bengals and Raiders. I don't know if both of them were must win, but it was probably the most similar they felt, but not like this to where you're legitimately, you're done. I mean, it's over. You're cooked. You're dead. I mean, that's really what it would be. I think another thing is like, hey, Chris Jones, Kelce, Mahomes, we've seen it from those guys. Bucker, we've seen it from this. Mm-hmm. We know they can do it. We know they can step up. But also, like, where have you been for me lately on the rest of this team? Where's this new leader? We're 0-2 right now. Come on. Mm-hmm. Someone's got to step up. Yeah. I would say Andy Reid, like, present that as an opportunity. We know the guys that are the infrastructure of this team. We need a new pillar.
Who do you want that to be? If you're standing in that meeting and you're saying, all right, guys, you know, who needs to be that guy to step up? Is it Nick Bolton?
Karlaftis.
Is it Karlaftis?
Karlaftis is a good one.
Yeah.
Karlaftis, come around the edge. You know, sack Russell Wilson from behind, knock the football out, give the ball to your offense and be like, okay.
Yeah, when was the last time we saw a strip sack on this team? Like seriously.
No idea.
Or not even a strip sack. You just put your face mask in the back of the quarterback and blow his ass up and the ball goes up in the air.
They had it last week. Jalen Hurts fumbled on their first drive.
Yeah,
right there.
It to you. Nobody was there to get it. Nope. Yeah,
and that would have changed the complexion.
It absolutely would have changed the complexion. Turnovers are so big. I mean, you know, Vermeil used to do the math. Like if you're plus one, the odds of you winning are so exponentially high. If you're plus two, it's so much. I mean, like, you basically don't have a chance to lose if you're plus two in the turnover battle when you look at the math, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, so I was just going to say, is McDuffie part of this?
Maybe he needs to be a big player and get a pick six.
He's been quiet.
Not
like the good corner way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, he got beat last week in a big way that everybody saw. He was isolated at the end of the game. And, you know, obviously that guy was like 10 feet taller than him. So he had an opportunity to go over up and top. But still, I mean, you've got to figure out a way. So maybe, but we've
Norman Lock gets another sack like he had last week. That'll turn some heads.
But guys,
seriously,
everybody we've named so far has been on the defensive side. And the defensive side hasn't been really the problem. No. Right,
maybe it's worthy.
You know, it is worthy.
I've been out two games. You guys have missed me. The game plan hasn't been the same. I'm back.
I'm back, baby.
Don't worry about my shoulder.
And you know,
that would be huge.
You don't even really realize the spark that him is going to have on those guys, just from a mental standpoint too. Because you know, you've all been in those situations where whether it's little league or high school or whatever, and you're down and your team's losing all the time and this stinks, and then you get your good player back and you just feel better about it, right? Like, don't you guys feel better this week knowing that Worthy's going to be out there?
Hell yeah.
Like, you feel better about this offense. I know they feel better inside this building about the offense having Xavier Worthy back. So maybe he is the guy. But honest to God, man, like, this is it for Pacheco this week for me. Like, if you continue to not run the ball the correct way because you're afraid to run up the gut or whatever it is, then we've got to absolutely this week be looking elsewhere for a running back. So to bring this kind of full circle, the guy that I want to see step up, I want to see Isaiah Pacheco step up, man. You're going to your home. You're going to Jersey. That's where you grew up. There's going to be a lot of fans there. You have an opportunity because what was that, week two or week three last year when he went down against Cincinnati? Mm-hmm. It's been a full calendar year now.
It's time.
Make this be your kind of, you know, arrival back into the NFL. Show us that Pacheco of old for the rest of the season, because the first 2 weeks of this new, if you will, Isaiah Pacheco has not been something that I really enjoy, right?
So
follow your blocks, go up the middle, do what needs to be done. And I think if Isaiah Pacheco does what he needs to be done, I think we'll think differently about the offensive line, because if he's following his blocks, he's in the end zone last week.
100%. 100%. He's getting 4 or 5 yards a carry.
Somebody on the text line did say, you know, maybe it's time for somebody else to step up, you know, like you had mentioned. Like, maybe it's not, you know, fully on these people. Like, somebody says from the 9-1-3, I think a new leader could arise from this game. You're damn right.
Yeah. But who is that guy? Who do you want to see? Because it really can't be a lineman unless you're like making pancake blocks
out
there.
The first
name
I thought of was Josh Simmons, but that's not fair.
But what is he supposed to do, right? You know, he's
give Mahomes full trust.
Yeah.
Because Mahomes has to do that. He has to trust his line. And there's been times where maybe he's been a little quick, you know, trigger happy, where he's like, yep, got to go.
Well, the last couple of years, I don't blame him, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, he's got a little PTSD with the line from the past. But, I mean, I think offensively, like, Noah Gray will be that guy. You know, go be the younger tight end that can, you know, kind of make a statement so they don't have to, you know, bracket Travis Kelce or put him in a place where he's not out there. Then they could maybe figure out, you know, how to use them. But I think Noah Gray's the guy on offense that could step up. I think, you know, you could see a Juju type of couple plays in this game where he's not really a leader, but he's a vet trusted guy where it's like, hey, they're going to let Juju have this, you know, left side of the, on the numbers of the field where we can throw it 5 yards, let him get, you know, 5 yards after the catch, more often than one, or more than times than one, you do it two or three times, maybe on a third down or something like that. See somebody like that step up. You could see somebody like a Kareem Hunt be like, hey, man, give me the opportunities. I hear what people are saying in the city about Isaiah Pacheco. I don't want that narrative, and I'll prove it for you.
Yeah. He needs more carries.
He does. For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But he's maybe he's too old and can't.
Yeah. Or what you do is you, if your running styles with Kareem Hunt are more educated and more vision based with Kareem Hunt, because he's a better running back, I think, in my opinion, then use him in the first half and then use Isaiah Pacheco as like your closer in the second half where you're like, hey man, just run angry right here. And if you get 5 yards, that clock's going to tick and it doesn't matter. We don't care if you get 3 yards on first down because it's going to take a minute off the clock and they're tired. And when that style of run gets later in the game and those defenders are, you know, hands on their hips, breathing out of their mouth, that's when Isaiah Pacheco can be more effective and use Kareem Hunt in the first half. And then you kind of, you know, work both ways. But again, maybe Breshad Smith's that guy.
Maybe. You know? I mean, we don't know what we have in that guy.
Wheel
I mean,
routes,
I
have no screens, idea.
Yeah, I want a wheel route. Offs. I want, like, you know, the wheel route that we saw in New England in Kareem Hunt's first year. Like, oh, I love that
Those
play.
Those were great plays.
That play is so unstoppable, awesome. Yeah. man. I love that play. Show me a wheel route this
Go
weekend,
sit in the
man.
Zone in the middle of the field, Kareem.
Where the screen game? Where's Andy Reid's screen game?
Where's
easy
that?
Easy dump
been?
Offs.
Yeah,
that can get you 8 yards.
Like, make the game easy for your guys this week.
Get Josh Simmons in space.
Like a little dump off to Breshad Smith on the left side. Pancakes.
And look, we know he can run down the field.
Yeah,
I mean, like we saw him tackle that guy on the sideline, right? And it, you know, it goes reminiscent back to me watching Will Shields against the Phoenix Cardinals back in the day, leading Priest Holmes down the field. And Will's running down the field faster than Priest and knocking people down. I'm like, that's the cavalry that we need out front of our guys. Little swing pass outside to maybe it is Breshad Smith. Maybe it's Xavier Worthy. And then you got Josh Simmons leading the way down the field. He may be faster than Worthy. Who knows at this point in time? Right?
I mean, he looks like DK Metcalf chasing down Buda Baker.
He's awesome, man. Yeah. Maybe that's the play that shows the guys in the locker room like, hey, he's this guy. He's arrived. 34 pass.
He's been here for two weeks.
Right. Yep. Zero pressures. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of an offensive lineman going to a past offensive lineman, Bob thinks Mitchell Schwartz has been hanging out with Speck.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in the simulator playing golf. Mitchell Schwartz was on, Ryan Russillo's show?
Ryan Russillo.
R-Y-E-N, kind of like that spelling. The feeling is Mahomes is falling off. I'd say
okay. That's enough.
Okay.
That's a Spectre line right there. That's the line that Spectre told us in our meeting the other day. He goes, what if you think Mahomes is falling off?
So he says the feeling.
So Mitchell Schwartz is stealing Spectre takes on national radio.
So the feeling is that Mahomes is falling off. I'd say he shoulders a lot more than he did back then. He's playing with guys across the board that aren't quite as good. When I watch Josh Allen, he looks comfortable in these vast pockets. He's got all the time in the world. I just don't see that as often from Kansas City. And that was Mitchell Schwartz on Ryan Russillo on Mahomes shouldering the load and playing with guys who aren't quite as good.
Yeah,
he's right.
There's nothing, you know, he absolutely is right about that. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Nope.
I mean, this team is not as good as that 18 team from a skill position standpoint, not as young as that team was as of right now. Maybe you get Worthy and Rice back. It's a lot different. And you don't have Mitchell Schwartz as your right tackle either. you know, and
or
Eric Fisher as your left tackle. But I think Josh Simmons, I'm good with Josh. I don't need to talk about him anymore, you know, except when he does good things.
Yeah, no, agreed. Yeah, I mean, you see Josh Allen throw these passes. He's never has his arm getting hit. He never has to adjust his angle. Like, how many times do we see, like, yeah, the pocket may be quote-unquote clean. Like, Mahomes' hand is hitting a helmet or he's hitting a shoulder pad or he has to shorten his arm motion because there's a guy right in front of him about to step up. Like, that, those things matter. Those things mess up everything.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. This is Dan Orlovsky on and Adam Schefter on What's at Stake on Sunday night.
They are in a tough division, in a tough conference, and they're 0-2. If we go back and look at teams that are 0-2 that have then gone to 0-3 and the chances that they make the playoffs, it's not an extensive list of teams. If we go back to 2000, there have been 117 teams that started 0-3. One, the 2018 Houston Texans have made the playoffs.
Wow.
So in this game on Sunday night, we have the 0-2 Chiefs and the 0-2 Giants. somebody's going to be looking at that graphic.
Yeah.
You're going to say, Sidney, get me G18 on Monday morning.
That's right.
And they're going to be like, don't show us that graphic. We don't want to know.
And don't forget, the Chargers play the Broncos this weekend. The Chargers beat the Chiefs week one. If the Chiefs lose and the Chargers win, we're sitting at Chiefs 0-3, Chargers 3-0 with three divisional wins to start the season.
Just a very quick thought. You did their game on Monday night. I asked you, what was your biggest takeaway? What's the first thing you said?
The Chargers are as good as anybody in the NFL.
Agree or disagree? I mean, I get it. We don't always like their takes. We don't always like what they have to say about the Chiefs. But, I mean, that's a lot of truth.
You lose this game and the Chargers win, you're 0-3 and they're 3-0. The division's over. I mean, it really is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know there's still 14 games to go, but you're essentially four games back, three games in. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Chiefs used to do to people, right? Used to body bag people in September and then kind of run away with the division in October and November. And, yeah, I mean, look, if the Chargers go to Denver or wherever that game is, they play Denver and beat the Broncos, yeah, they're 3-0. And if the Chiefs lose and they're 0-3, I mean, that's a big, 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 big mountain to climb if you want to get out of the basement of the AFC West and have an opportunity to win that division. That's why, again, this is a must-win game. I mean, there are so many reasons why this is a must-win game on Sunday.
It's in L.A.
Man, it doesn't matter. It's a neutral site.
Exactly. Yeah.
There'll be more Denver Bronco fans there. I got a Tyreek Hill update. I was talking to some people yesterday about, you know, the potential of adding him. Because at any time, you know, Tyreek Hill shows his face, everybody goes, he's coming to Kansas City and whatnot. And I don't think that's going to happen after talking to some people around the league and in the know, because they don't have the cap space, first of all, to add Tyreek Hill in. And that's a major issue. You have to be able to have the cap space. And trading a pick that they're going to have to do, however many picks they're going to have to do for a one-year rental, is going to be very difficult for them. And you think to yourself, wait, what do you mean a one-year rental? He's making $30+ million next year, and the word on the street is he's getting cut after the season. So you're not going to go out there and trade a draft pick for a one-year rental of a guy that you're going to have to cut at the end of the season anyway because of his exorbitant salary. And so everybody around the league is looking at Tyreek Hill, where he is in age, the off-the-field stuff, the amount of money that he's making, that's a cut candidate next year. And he may be a player that is available on the open market. I don't want to say for pennies on the dollar because he still has speed, but once he is released, whether it's June 1st or, you know, after the season or anything like that, yeah, he'll be a hot commodity out there on the trade market, and if you can, or on the free agent market, and if you can go out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And sign him this offseason, not have to deal with the $30+ million of salary, not have to give up a pick. That's a better way to approach it than trying to go out there right now. And again, the wide receivers, in my opinion, aren't the issue on this team right now. If Tyreek Hill was a running back, I think we'd be having a different conversation about this.
He used to be one.
He did. Yeah, he was. He used to be a running back, but he's not anymore.
And the position's been filled.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire, 1994.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.